the morning after the night before, perhaps. Jared is on the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing rather better than you, I suspect.
I do not know what you're referring to.
Well, what I'm referring to is the fact that although you are indeed from Texas, you have a very strong connection with Belfast now through your wife, Claire, correct?
That is absolutely accurate.
Which means that when you come to play here, you've lots of family to see. And when families get together, you know, it's a late night. We'll put it no more than that, shall we?
Well, that is all accurate and all wonderful as well.
Yeah. Good night last night in the Empire. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, we had an absolute blast. It was, I said it from the stage and meant it. It was absolutely the best show of the tour and always such a thrill to come and play what's kind of become.
Now, the new album, Ready the Horses, out on Decca. And it's your first time for an album on a major label, which has got to be good news. But the better news was that the music you played from it last night went down a storm with the crowd.
Yeah, they were a lovely crowd and really seemed to enjoy the new songs, which is exciting for me.
Yeah, the song that you played that isn't actually on the new album because it's too new a song?
I do.
You only wrote that a couple of weeks ago. Tell me, what's that called again?
It's called Prefer to Lose. Song I wrote with a friend of mine named JP Ruggieri, which I actually finished here in my in-laws' house a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, that went down really well too, didn't it?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's one I'm excited about.
Now, what's in prospect for you over the next few months then? You've a new album, as I said, Ready the Horses, on the streets. What are you doing to promote that?
Well, after this tour, we'll be heading back to Nashville for a bit, but we're already planning another UK, Ireland tour, hopefully for March. Hopefully some support tours along the way as well, but more than anything, just getting out there on the road and singing it to anyone who will listen.
Yeah. You enjoy the performing, but what about the other side of the business, Jared, the going to record stores and signing things and so on? Do you cope well with that?
Well, when they're as nice and cool as the people at Head Records here in Belfast, then yes, absolutely. I can't say everyone is as cool as that, but we had an absolute blast going to Head Records a couple of days back. They're good folks.
Well, the folks in Head, of course, will love you because you know the old saying here: if you want to get ahead, get a hat, and you always have a hat.
Well, of course.
It's part of the being a Texan, isn't it?
It is part of being a Texan, and at this stage, it seems like it's part of being me. I feel naked without one.
Yeah, of course, you at one stage made a living selling hats, didn't you?
I did. I mean, saying that I made a living is maybe stretching it. I was barely able to pay New York City rent by working at a hat store, I was a hat seller and still very much am a hat addict.
Right. Does your dad and your family do they all wear hats as well, or are you just the man who flies the flag for them?
Yeah, I'm kind of the black sheep. I'm the one who became a big hat wearer, mostly from looking at photos of my grandfather.
Right.
Who was of an era that, you know, men didn't leave the house without a hat.
Sure.
So I just decided to follow in those footsteps and then very quickly latched onto it. And like I said, now I feel naked without one.
Any history of making music in your family, Jared?
It's definitely a musical family, though it wasn't so much when I was growing up. My father played drums in college, and my mom played piano as a kid, but both had long since given that up whenever they had two kids in the house.
Yeah.
So mostly it was just my dad sharing his record collection, which was about as good of an education as you could get.
Sure. So you're the first member of the Dickinson clan to make a living out of music.
The first in my own memory, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, there may have been someone way down the line, but the first that I'm aware of.
Well, listen, lovely to talk to you this morning. It's good of you to come on. And as far as Ready the Horses goes, we wish you all the luck in the world with that, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Jared Dickinson, always a pleasure. You take care. Bye.